We're back with Upstate's HealthLink on Air. You know, hospitalizations can be really challenging for children, but child life specialists have been helping children and their families cope with these challenges. Well, joining me this morning to tell us more about some new efforts to make children's hospital stays even more enjoyable is Margaret Nellis. She's child life manager at Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital in Syracuse. Welcome, Margaret. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, my pleasure.
So let's start out. Well, actually, I want to start out by mentioning that March is Child Life Awareness Month. So help us understand, what is it, does it mean to be a child life specialist?
A child life specialist is a member of the healthcare team that really focuses on the emotional, the psychosocial, and the developmental needs of the child that's in the hospital. But we also are there for the whole family because, you know, when a child's in the hospital, it's not just about them, it's about the parents and the siblings. So we, as child life specialists, advocate for the parents' needs as well as the child's needs.
And when you say advocate, give me some examples of what you mean.
For instance, when a child is hospitalized on an urgent basis, they don't expect to be there. You know, it's a very intimidating environment, and we are a medical school, so there are many, many, many different levels of staff that come into a room, and the families are getting a lot of information, and you can tell, a child life specialist can tell by their face that they're not really grasping everything that is coming at them. So after the medical staff steps out, we usually say, so do you understand what the physicians have just told you about the plan of care? And they'll go, well, I really... some of it, but not all of it. So then we say, okay, well, it's important that you have your questions answered. So, you know, we're gonna share with them that perhaps somebody needs to come back.
So you're really almost an ombudsman or someone who helps kind of advocate, as you said, for both the parents, the family, and the child within that hospital setting.
Correct, because with the medical staff, the nurses and the doctors, that's their job is to focus on the medical needs. And they're in there for their purpose, and we're there to say, we could tell by we're watching the facial expressions of the child and the family, and we have a good instinct of what they're getting and what they're not. So we want to make sure that they get what they need.
Tell us a little bit about your training. How do you become how does one become a child life specialist?
Child life specialists come from many, routes. They can get their education in child development, education. It could be nursing, could be social work. The difference is that if you choose to go into the child life profession, you have to have a certain group of courses that are dedicated to the hospitalized child and family. Our background is a psych-based degree. So there's a lot of psych courses that you have to take, death and dying and bereavement, and interpersonal skills, how to talk to families. And there's certification that is based on our internships. We have to have a lot of clinical work in internships, practicum settings, and a variety of settings, outpatient, inpatient, what have you. So there's a lot more work to it than people realize. People say, oh, this looks like a fun profession, because a lot of our work with children, we use a lot of play. We're not play therapists, but we use a lot of play to help children cope with what they're experiencing. And a lot of people say, oh, this looks like kind of an interesting job.
Almost fluffy.
Fluffy. So, but there is a lot more work to it. But it's been around since the 1960s, believe it or not. So we are certified through the Child Life Council.
So there is certification and, a lot, mm-hmm. as you said, a whole body of coursework that you have to go through.
But correct.
So you, part of this whole thing is you mentioned the word play. It's a perfect segue. So there's something new that's just arrived, or relatively new that's arrived at the Golisano Center?
Correct. There is a virtual indoor playground, so to speak, at Upstate Golisano. It's iClick, and basically it's...
iClick, so it's E-Y-E?
Click.
As opposed
correct.
To the iPhone.
Right. So it's a virtual indoor playground, and it's graphics basically on the floor. And the graphics are, it could be a soccer ball, it could be a hockey puck, it could be bubbles, it could be frogs on, lily pads. And it's the children's feet that make the graphics move. There's a projector that's in the ceiling, and there's software in that projector, and it's remotely controlled by someone in the Family Resource Center. And that projector, when the child is kicking the ball, It makes it fly across the floor.
Wow.
So children are just, it makes people stop in their tracks, basically, when they see people playing with it on the floor. They don't know how is this happening? How is the soccer ball on the floor? So it's really a fun way to get kids moving in the hospital. It's a great distraction from why they're there in the hospital. So it makes them forget a little bit.
Yeah, so it's obviously an enjoyable thing, but what kinds of kids would be, you know, is it age-related, age-range-related?
You know, it, what's
illness
great...
Illness-related?
What's great about this, about iPlay, is that it's for all ages. It's for all ages. We see adults and staff out there playing with patients.
It sounds like something I'd love to try.
Yes, it's a great... It's for all ages. It could be... It's single user or multiple players.
Oh, so you could have teams working.
Oh, yeah. You can have, like, a soccer game. There could be, you know, and it's for moms, dads, siblings. It's a great interactive game system.
So you know, things like bubbles, hockey, you said, I saw something about playing the piano.
Yeah, there's a piano. You know, I don't know if you've seen that movie Big with Tom Hanks, but there's a piano on the floor. And the kids can, if you are a piano player, they can play with their feet. They can play a song. So it's a lot of fun.
The other thing that strikes me about it is that it does, because there aren't objects, you don't have issues of infection problems or spreading germs and all of that.
And
right?
That's the fabulous thing about this particular system is that when you're in the hospital, you know, there's tons of infection control issues, you know, safety issues. There's no wires. There's nothing to it. It's just the floor and your feet. So, yes, there is, the kids are not touching anything. It doesn't need to be clean. It's germ-free.
So how long has it been at the Golisano Children's
Hospital? It was
Hospital?
Installed, I believe, last summer, last August is when it was installed. I first saw the system at a conference. I was at a conference for Child Life, and I was visiting a children's hospital. And I remember seeing it. I believe it was in their lobby. And I thought, wow, this is what we can use up at Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital. There was a perfect space for it. And... you know, I said, how about this? And it was like,
and
fabulous.
I understand it came through the generosity of a private donor, which is incredible.
That's correct. It was one
what
of
a gift.
What a gift. It was one of our physician's son, actually, that it was a bar mitzvah project. He, I guess, raised money and donated it. And there was a few other donors involved, but I think the bulk of the money came from him.
That's incredible. That's wonderful. So tell me, can you give me any stories? What have you seen people do with it or children do with it? Or how has it changed? How have you seen it change the experience of being in the hospital?
Well, it's funny. When you're walking down the hall, you can hear children laughing and yelling, get the ball, you know, pop the bubble. Oh, the frog jumped off the table. I mean, you hear kids yelling, you know, like fun, laughing. So that's kind of
That's a little bit different.
When you're in the hospital.
In a children's hospital.
You know, or there's children who may have had to have a procedure earlier that morning and they were upset or crying or didn't want to get out of their room. And then in the afternoon, the family was able to get them up and walking and they're playing a game.
Wow.
So it really is a great, wonderful distraction from why they're in the hospital. It's good exercise.
So that's another very important health feature.
Yeah, it's good exercise for some children that really need to get up and moving, and they don't want to. And when you have a game system, they're moving, and they don't even realize it.
Sounds incredible. I have to take an opportunity to get up there and try it myself. I'm going to definitely do that. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. I mean, it's a great testimony to the kinds of things that can happen in the hospital to make that experience a little bit less painful. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for all your work as a child life specialist, because obviously you're all making a huge difference in the lives of those children as well.
Thank you. My
guest has been Margaret Nellis, Child Life Manager at Upstate's Golisano Children's Hospital in Syracuse. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.